So imagine the death of a child. That's horrible enough. But imagine being responsible for the death, being tried and convicted, then sent to prison for life on the word of a medical examiner. Then imagine a court deciding the whole thing was a mistake. The death accidental, the conviction improper, and suddenly a convicted child killer is free, not guilty. Well, it's the chilling narrative of a new Frontline documentary produced by our partner station WGBH in Boston. It's called The Child Cases, and it airs tonight on PBS stations across the country. Reporter and correspondent of the film, A.C. Thompson, joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, A.C.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You're a reporter, I should say, for ProPublica as well, and this investigation attempts to show us what?
What happened is we made a documentary called Postmortem that was looking at medical examiners and coroners, and as we made that documentary, the doctors kept telling us, look, you need to look further. The cases that we get wrong are the cases when small children and infants die, and when
really?
We make mistakes, that's when it happens.
Well, listen to the voice of one of the characters from your film. This is the voice of a daycare provider who was accused and then acquitted of shaking a baby to death, describing her experience.
I was being taken away from my family, my husband, my kids, my parents. It was horrible. When you're in prison and they think that you harmed a child, it's not a place that you want to be. It's just messed us up totally. Even if I go look for a job and they pull my record and it says that I was found not guilty, they still don't call me back.
Tell me about Melanie Ware, who appears in your documentary as one of these people improperly convicted of child killing because of a medical examiner's assessment.
Like most of these cases, Melanie's case is built all around the medical evidence, and most of that evidence came from the medical examiner. In Melanie's case, she was accused of shaking to death a child, a small child that she was babysitting, that she cared for. The problem was that after she went to prison and after her husband spent about $700,000, they brought in sickle cell anemia experts. The child had sickle cell anemia, and they brought in experts who had never testified in court who said, hey, look, what happened to this child wasn't shaking. It was a really predictable consequence of a horrible disease. This has all been a really bad mistake, and somebody screwed up.
And in at least the case of the voice of Melanie Ware there, an irreversible mistake in that she carries even the scourge of being a child killer, though the court has ruled that she's not guilty. In the studio with me is A.C. Thompson, who is the producer of and correspondent of a documentary on Frontline called The Child Cases, which is produced by our partner station WGBH Radio in Boston. And it will air on PBS stations starting tonight. Also with us is another character from the film, Dr. John Throgmorton, who's Florida's District 6 medical examiner, who appears, as I said, in the Frontline special. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
How do we evaluate medical examiners, given the intensity of these stories here? I mean, do children just die mysteriously?
Well, they do. I think, the most common, type of infant death we see is infants that die during sleep, in an unsafe sleeping circumstance. But those, are relatively routine, and it's a process of elimination. These cases that you're talking about and they're talking about in the documentary are more emotionally charged. I think the number one problem is people think someone has to pay.
And that's because of the tragedy of a child death. Do you think this film is about some very unusual cases and exploring them, or do you think it tells us something about the prevalence of child abuse or the difficulties of being a medical examiner?
I think it tells you that, medicine, forensic pathology, just like all other branches of medicine, is an art as well as a science. And it's the part where the personal judgment, the art, where the bias is introduced. The best medical examiners try to lean as much toward the science as they can and apply the art portion of the practice with a great deal of caution.
But in a sense, what you're describing is the extraordinary contrast between, say, the death of a homeless person. And again, I'm extrapolating here just off the top of my head, so stop me if I say something outrageous. But the death of a person who's maybe unconnected to a family, and the low level of interest in what caused that death compared to the death of a child and that it messes up the judgment of a medical examiner. Is that a fair assessment?
I think it messes up the judgment of everyone involved, the police, the pediatricians that may first encounter the infant, the neurologists, the neurosurgeons, and, you know, you have all that baggage rolling in like a, you know, a boulder of child abuse, you know, rolling down the hill. And once we get the case, many of these, you know, survive for several days before actually passing away. It takes quite a bit of courage to stop that boulder from rolling. You have to stand in front of it and stop it and say, hey, wait, hang on a minute. And if you find a mitigating circumstance, you have to have the courage and fortitude to say it.
It's Dr. John Throgmorton, Florida's District 6 medical examiner, one of the characters in the new film, The Child Cases, a documentary for Frontline. A.C. Thompson is the reporter for ProPublica in the film. You know, A.C., what were you left with at the end as a reporter? That there's no such thing as shaken baby syndrome, that child abuse is not an appropriate consideration in many of these cases, that medical examiners can't detach themselves from the emotion in a case of a child death?
Look, children do get abused and killed by adults. That's the truth. And it's horrible and it's completely disturbing. But the other thing that's horrible is when people who didn't do anything wind up in prison for something they didn't do. There's nothing worse than that. I think that there's a lot of really remarkable and really skilled medical examiners and forensic pathologists out there who can call it like they see it. And they can say, look, I'm not sure about this case. It might be child abuse. It might be natural causes. And can say, hey, it might be gray. But there are also some who are very, very set on saying we've got to avenge every child death. And when that happens, very bad consequences ensue for society.
So medicine and this notion of revenge and accountability don't necessarily mix, at least in your film.
You know, Justice Gouge, who's a Canadian judge who's reviewed this, he said there's a problem, which is that medicine can be gray. It can be uncertain. But the law demands certainty. Mm. It demands a black and white situation.
A tragic set of contradictions that deforms the narrative of The Child Cases, a new documentary for Frontline produced by our partner station WGBH in Boston. A.C. Thompson, reporter for ProPublica. He's the correspondent in the film. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And Dr. John Throgmorton, Florida's District 6 medical examiner, also appears in the film. Doctor, thanks so much for helping us with some insights there.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
The film airs tonight on Frontline on PBS stations. Check your local listings for times. And more of The Takeaway is online, of course, where you can still add your voice to our series on nation building in America. We'll continue it throughout the summer. Taking the president at his word, we need to do nation building in the United States rather than in Afghanistan and Iraq. Zero in on all kinds of topics. We've discussed education. We discussed energy this morning. Put your project on our to-do list, and we'll explore it along with you. Head to thetakeaway.org or just give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is back tomorrow. This is The Takeaway.